back.
We back? We back?
What's this episode?
Episode 23.
23?
Ah, this is my door episode.
Yeah.
Fuck them kids. Yeah.
Blue game.
Ooh, you sick? Yeah,
you probably.
Bitch, I might be.
What the fuck is that?
It's an iPad.
That's
an eye microwave, nigga.
That nigga got a projector.
Yeah. Yeah.
Facts.
I should have did live from this. Like, we'll see all of Chad.
Top.
Y'all think it's funny at night.
Where's
the 5 o'clock at?
What time?
I'm only testing y'all because guess who knows?
Here we go.
I did.
Here
you
we go.
You ain't paid attention to shit since you've been
running. I haven't went for this moment all week.
Where's the 5 o'clock at?
6 hours from back. Japan?
Nope.
Oh, hell no.
I know. Yeah, they're like 15.
Yeah. Whole day here.
You about to say something.
I'm not.
He is.
Go ahead. Pull Google up because I know you guys like the fact check and shit.
I'm fact checking.
Where's the 5 o'clock at, Chizzy?
Afghanistan. Sure of it.
No.
What do you mean, though?
It might be after 5 a.m. there.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
They're ahead of us.
Afghanistan. Trust me on this one.
No. No, I'm not trusting you.
You the one getting deployed soon. You need to, like, start. You need to know this. Yeah, you need to start studying the world clock.
I can guarantee you it's not after 5 p.m. in Afghanistan right now.
All
right.
That nigga Osama in his cave right now.
He did!
Shout out to Obama for killing Osama.
Can one of y'all please?
It is 7:22 a.m. in Afghanistan.
Nigga, you searching from a droid. From an Android.
Droid Razor,
Motorola Sport.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, that's the chocolate.
That's the loot belt.
Huh?
That's the chocolate.
It's a black, what?
It's a Blackberry curve.
The joint that slid.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you remember the BlackBerry had the BBM?
Yeah.
That's the real, like, I'm going to shoot my shot.
Niggas be knowing they code. So
Niggas still got, I be seeing, like I have a lot of foreign friends on, like, Facebook and shit, and niggas still be dropping their pins. This my BBM. Hit me up. Get the fuck on somewhere, please.
That's crazy.
Blue Bubble certified only. You gotta have an iPhone for me to even communicate with you.
Yeah, if you send, like, me a green bubble.
MJ is the only nigga I respond to with a green bubble.
Like, and we're lucky we put you in the group chat because it irritates the fuck out of me.
Funniest shit ever is this nigga D Black created the little FaceTime group shit. Not remembering MJ got an Android.
That screenshot.
Yeah, that shit said waiting. 15 minutes, that shit said, wait.
Yo, you got a Google Duo, man.
Yeah, right. No, no, bro. Because what happened was I did it on accident, but Derek called it back. And it kept trying to add you in, but it kept saying, wait. And, like, we're sitting there talking, and we realized it kept saying.
We all get on the phone like, yeah, bro, I'm just waiting for MJ to connect so we can talk about these topics.
Yeah. And then, like, I bust out laughing. Like, what the fuck coming. You talking about?
Look,
fuck that little phone, man.
Episode 23, man. We're going to go ahead and kick it off. So, it's this dude on the internet, mainly on Facebook. I haven't seen him on any other social networks, but I'm sure he has other social networks.
Fake-ass Lance Gross.
Go by the name of Derek Jackson, and he spells his last name funny as hell. He's a funny-ass acting nigga, if you ask me. Wow.
Man.
Wow.
Cancel.
So
23 in it.
Yeah.
23 in me.
Yeah. Ancestry.com. So look,
I got some shit to say about this nigga.
Look, we gonna dive into this.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, shit, go Justin, please give us overall synopsis of the video that we all watched together.
So pretty much the nigga's out here snitching. He's like, look, when it comes to relationships, it's our fault. Like, it ain't the guy that she chooses. It's our fault. It's what we put these bitches through is what pretty much he was saying. He is saying in that, you know, term, but he was saying it's what these
close.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Nigga.
Yeah.
I feel like this nigga did his bitch wrong. So now he's trying to make up for being in the He-Man Haters Club. Like, yeah. He just, like, his boyfriend did him wrong or something. I don't know. Like,
no, like, absolutely. I feel like he's gay,
like,
too.
That nigga is out here really, gay. Like, he's out here really giving it up. Like,
but it ain't even giving it up, because, like, real talk, let's be real.
Oh, Steve Harvey ass nigga. Go write a book.
I think Steve Harvey's not as bad.
No, not at all.
Not even.
But it's still bad. He made a whole movie about it.
And he's horrible. Steve Harvey is horrible.
That's a horrible man. Right? Yeah.
The thing I respect about Steve Harvey, though, is he at least expresses a viewpoint from both sides. Right. He gives... No, he focuses on the female's perspective and looking out for females. I get it. You know, he probably got daughters. I understand. You know,
who's Steve Harvey?
Yeah. He's been married. But
Steve Harvey got a daughter, Lori Harvey.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, hold on. So at the same time, he also gives the perspective or thought of what a man is thinking or how a man thinks or whatnot as well. So I get it. But this other nigga, Derrick Jackson, like,
he's
a man
basher.
Yeah,
that's
like
what he does.
I've never heard anything good come out of his mouth about men.
But like, it's like, bro, like, you a man too, like,
right?
This is what made
me, or is he?
He might be a tranny, but
we gone.
This pisses me off the most. This picture right here. This, I don't know if you saw this.
Read the shirt.
The shirt says, "That boy don't miss you. He just bored, horny, or heard you were moving on." So. So what?
It's up to her to decipher that.
Right.
You're swaying her judgment at this point.
Right. Like, look.
Derrick Jackson told me, "You don't really love me." Shut up. You don't know that.
Like, so I texted a girl, I missed her earlier. She's like, "Fuck you, no, you don't." I'm like, that. You know what? I can't combat that now.
I don't even know who made the song, but it was a number one hit. Second time around.
You're an old ass nigga.
So, yeah, I am. So, my thing is, like, that's a false statement.
It is.
That's a false statement. Like, he can't prove that. How does he not know that a dude didn't realize, okay, yeah, I messed up. I know I got a great woman. Let me go and get my woman back.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's just a male basher, bro.
I'm 100% sure he got butt fucked.
Yeah, easily. Oh, either by a man or by his
he's
woman.
Gay.
Yeah,
he's gay, and like his way of like getting men is bashing him.
It's not even that. It's like he's trying to get more bitches.
It is. It is.
Like, he is really.
Like,
yeah. For
he's pretty much. Yeah.
He got a girl.
Yeah.
And he's doing this. Like, what are you? He's setting up his backup plan. Sis.
So my thing is, if he got a girl, why don't he do some of these videos with his girl? That, you know what I mean? Why don't
he? Because his DM's probably overflowing.
So this is my thing, though.
He's a
walking contradiction.
Right.
Okay.
Walking contradiction, because he tries to portray that, you know, this is what every male is. Well, nigga, if this is what every male is,
you talk about yourself.
This is what you are as well.
Absolutely.
Right. Don't try to paint a fucking picture and try to get these fucking brownie points because you want these bitches in your DMs. That's all it is, bro.
And that's the thing.
Like, I see through your fake ass, bro. Like, you want... Nah, for real. That's what it is. Yeah. Like, he a clout chaser. He want these hoes to love him.
Attention seeker.
So, yeah. So, he say anything he know the hoes is going to agree with.
Like.
Right now, it's probably 86 bitches in his DMs.
86? I give all 860.
Nah, facts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love you.
He's like, writing them all back. Like, thank you for
I think he write books and shit, too.
Why?
I don't know, bro.
Why?
That nigga saw Think Like a Man and went to writing, boy.
If Barnes and Noble ever.
No, his shit's staple. I already know.
Staples?
Like, no, I'm saying it's stapled on the corner.
On the corner.
Oh,
yeah. Flip it.
Yeah.
Like, paper copy.
Yeah. But now, like, seriously, like, I get what you're saying, because, like...
Put that bitch in a manila.
In a manila. But, like, my thing is, he says, like, it's all of us, like... To be honest with you, it's the men you choose, women. Like, y'all don't choose the right men.
Yeah, blame
me. Just like we don't choose the right women.
Absolutely.
You know what? They choose the right men, I mean the wrong man, but they have this idea of what the right man is,
so
and
they try
to
make
form
him
yeah. in that person, and it
you
don't
need
work.
To give him some advice. How do you choose the right man?
And look,
turn
and this,
the mic off.
And this, and this is the reason why I believe, like, it is the woman's fault. Because I truly believe that women choose the men that they want to date. Whereas the man chooses the woman he wants to marry. That's just right. How it is. That's just how the cookie crumbles, I guess. You know, like, that's how it goes. Like, so you get upset and you want to categorize every dude as being the same and ain't shit or whatever. It's like, when are you going to take a look in the mirror and evaluate yourself and what you're looking for in a man, or, you know, or the type of man that you're choosing? Like, I disagree with everything Derrick Jackson said.
They got a,
they got somebody dropped the bomb. What did he say?
Fuck them Derricks.
Probably so.
Except for birth.
So, Dolo pretty much puts you there. Women love toxic niggas because they got good dick, pretty much what she said.
So, I must be healthy then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm definitely healthy. Dick terrible over here. But now, like, I just feel like
How you know?
I'll never die.
y'all long.
There's something wrong with him.
I'm just saying I'll never die.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Hey, I got off topic, completely off topic. I got some bullshit to rant about real quick. Right? And this is because, like, my life flashed before my eyes.
Okay.
So, there's been a lot of road work. There's always road work going on in the triangle. Right? And I feel like one of the most, laying the asphalt on the road is one thing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, niggas need to drive forklifts and shit. But I feel like I don't know what the fuck they use that in. But I feel like the most important job when there's road construction going on is the niggas that's holding the stop and slow sign.
They be paying them like $13 an hour to do that.
Nah, for real. Like,
for real? $13 an hour?
One, we need to make sure niggas can read. Like, these niggas, I feel like the engineers need to be out there doing the shit. Like, I'm at one of them little things earlier, right? And both the niggas had each direction showing slow.
Slow.
So me and the nigga, like, on the other end, like hauling ass. Like, yeah, we need to get around this. Almost caused a fucking head-on collision, nigga. Like,
The bad part is they got walkie-talkies, too.
I don't think them walkie-talkies work.
They're probably too far from each other.
Yeah, they probably got like a 50-foot radius. Yeah.
Or they be the dumbest motherfuckers doing
that. That's what I'm saying. Like, you are telling me that, okay, these two illiterate-ass niggas is who you going
to
put.
They need to be laying ass far.
Yeah. For real. That's what I'm saying.
The niggas driving the shit need to be the like, slow shit.
The niggas that's doing that shit need to have a math degree or some shit. Like,
a math degree.
Physics, something. Like, you need to be college educated.
Right. College educated?
Yeah, because you're going to kill niggas.
To flip a sign.
No, that's the same money niggas with a bachelor's degree making, though.
You right, though.
You're right.
Really.
You're
right. Like, they might need to make more than teachers. Bro, they got lives in hands, bro.
Teachers make $75,000
$80,000
a year.
What teacher you know?
What teacher you know?
I thought teachers...
Joe they make $25,000 a year.
No.
I'm here Joe to tell you. I'm a living testimony. That last little teacher riot they had down there in Raleigh.
Yeah.
I was there.
Bro, I thought teachers made about $70,000 to $80,000.
What? You in DC?
Are you serious?
You in DC somewhere?
No, bro. You don't believe it.
You trolling?
Honestly, they don't make that.
You really think they make more than cops?
Yes.
No,
they don't.
Cops don't even make shit. Cop make $40,000 a year.
That's what I'm saying.
Here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much did you make in VA?
When I left VA, I was at 52.
Exactly. So
only in my third year.
I'm just saying. Cops don't make shit neither.
That's what I'm saying.
I do think teachers and cops are underpaid.
They are underpaid.
But right now, I feel like cops need to stay underpaid for a little bit until they get this shit figured the fuck out.
Yeah, because they can't figure. Just like that, I sent y'all that video of the man who pulled that white woman over. He couldn't get that right.
Yeah.
I would have shot the bitch. Shot the bitch.
He had the wrong gun.
So, first of all, so did you see that video?
Nah, I didn't.
You didn't see the video I sent you?
All right.
Nah.
First of all,
I'm going to give a quick synopsis, right? Mm-hmm. So, he pulled her over because she had expired tags. Her registration was out, right? I guess he ran her shit and Her shit was 6 months out of date.
Okay.
So the nigga was like, yeah, you know, here's an $80 citation. I need you to sign right here. This is just stating that, you know.
You're appearing in court.
Exactly. And you'll have this shit resolved before you get to court.
Right.
The lady was like, I ain't signing it.
Right.
Like, in the most privileged way. She said, you need to give me a warning. I am not signing this. Nigga said, no, the shit been out for 6 months.
That is your warning.
Yeah,
it was a tail light.
Was it?
It was a tail light.
But yeah, because he did give her a ticket for faulty equipment or some shit like that.
Okay.
Nigga was like, nah, the shit been fucked up for a minute. No, go fuck yourself.
She told
sign the paper. Right? She said, no, you're gonna give me a warning. If that ain't some entitled ass privileged shit.
So what you saying? Entitled and privileged. I need to know what was the race of this lady.
She was white.
Okay.
She was white. Absolutely. No, okay. And the cop was white as well. So let's.
Okay.
So the bitch proceeds to roll her window up and drive off. There.
She drove off. Now you're fleeing.
You're fleeing.
Evading arrest.
Because he told her to get out because he's going to arrest her. She rolled up her window and drove off.
Look, we racking up charges. Obstruction of justice.
So then he catches up to her
and pulls his weapon.
Wrong one.
Goes to the car and pulls her out. He's got her on the ground trying to arrest her. She starts kicking her.
Kick him in the nuts.
Everything.
So if that was a nigga, that nigga would have been towed up from the flow up. Like that.
And the thing is, it was $88, bro. $88. So then, not only that, she's kicking him. He puts his gun up there to pull the taser out and shoot the bitch with it. Mm. And she gonna scream.
That video so funny.
Bro, I swear you. Bro, I don't think you sent that to me, bro.
No, he sent it to us all. Yeah. But my thing is, like, I know, especially me, I hate to get race involved in things, but had that been a white cop and a black man pulled off on a white cop,
gone.
He'd have been dead.
They would have been shooting as soon as he tried to pull off.
I'm not gonna lie to you. When it came to the traffic stops, that was my least favorite thing to do as a police officer. So
you had most of more likely if you did it, it was because something that needed to be done.
So more than likely when she would have drove off, I would have been like, oh, fuck shit, that bitch didn't beat me. She got me.
It's all
like fuck it.
My thing is, you got her license plate. Just report her.
Put her on warrant. It's a waste
of manpower.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
But my thing is, it looked like Mayberry, so he probably didn't have nothing else to do. He was like, I got some excitement now. So he pulled over Annette, or whatever the bitch name was. And, bro, when he shot her, then she tried to, like, beg for forgiveness in the back of the car. Like, I want you to understand.
Nah.
People don't want to come here because of shit like this. I'm like, she said, I just feel like you got to pay $80. I don't even know if you can get an $80 ticket at North Carolina. Everything I've gotten, like $200.
Yeah, facts.
Like, you know what I mean?
Easily. So, they taxing out here.
Easily. And that's most of that costs the court.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You got to pay them teachers, man.
What?
They ain't paying them out.
Teachers make $12 an hour.
It's not, facts, man.
They make, like, bro, they make no more than $35,000 a year in North Carolina.
$35,000?
And that's a tenured teacher.
Nah. Well, that's a new teacher. New teachers, they
must have went up.
There's a public pay scale, so you can see what every teacher makes based on their university, whatever.
So what are they making?
So like a first year teacher, like in North Carolina, they're making anywhere between $35,000 and $37,500, depending on the county.
Huh?
Yeah.
I will be present at the next teacher riot.
I really and then not only that, bro, you gotta understand they get paid once a month, shit get taxed.
To put it into perspective.
I was
as a state employee, bro. When I did probation here in North Carolina, I was like, yo, this shit ain't for me.
Like, my mom ended up stepping out of like school administration and got back into the classroom. Right, she had well over 25 years of experience as a teacher with a master's. For her county, she capped out at 55.
She capped out at
55. They told her, if you want to make any more, you got to get back on the administration side.
You have to be a principal, pretty much.
That's crazy.
You know, and after that many years of teaching, my mom was like, I don't even need that stress.
Right.
I just stay in the classroom, even though that was stressful as hell.
In a smaller county, right?
Yeah, and of course, it's a smaller county. Now,
some smaller counties pay
somebody
more
of her tenure in like Wake County or Orange County or Durham County, you know, they're going to be making 60, 65, which I don't want to work for 25-30 yeah, years and only make 65 grand.
Yeah, I was going to say, I also heard that at the charter schools, the teachers get paid a little bit more, but they're held at a higher standard as well.
That and plus they can tell them, like, well, not them, the teachers, but the school administration board.
Don't the kids pay tuition and shit?
Mm-hmm. At charter schools? Yeah. I'm not sure how that works.
But they'll fire you with no reason. They don't have reason to keep you.
Gotcha. Shit, North Carolina, I don't think you have to have a reason.
Yeah, you can fire anybody.
Look, so
I know we got
way off topic. Look, so next subject, right? So I read a story, or Justin was telling me about a story that would have probably had me fed up as a father. I'm just going to say that right now. So, MJ, I'm going to pose this question to you. And it's based off of a true story that, you know, Justin briefed me on and also showed me. So, let's say you and, you know, you had a significant other at one point. Y'all had a child together. Y'all separated, right? Let's say after, you know, 10 years or so, she ended up having two other kids. So, let's say Christmas rolls around, right? And for Christmas, you give, you know, us men, we're lazy. You know, we like to just get shit done. Yeah. You know what I mean? And really not put much thought into stuff. Honestly, like, just being real. So let's just say for your child's Christmas, you just gave your baby mama $600 and was like, hey, get whatever you want, you know, Junior to have, and you put my name on it, and boom, 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 boom. So you give her $600 and tell her to do that, but you find out that with the $600 you gave her, she split that shit up amongst her two other kids. So each kid got $200 a piece, and all the kids had it Christmas.
Fuck them kids. Fuck them other kids.
So, MJ, I want to hear your perspective this on that first.
So without discussion, I would probably be mad, but I get over it because that's just the type of person I am. All right, the other kids are, if their father's not doing anything for them, I'd be like, okay, whatever. Like, do what you can for them too. But if you getting money from the other kid's father and me, what you do with the rest? You better not come out with no type of hairdo, nails, none of that. I need all my monies back. I need to see what you paid for.
You need to see $600 worth.
Yeah, I need $600 worth for Christmas.
Yeah, okay.
I need receipts.
You need receipts?
Yeah.
I need it.
So, yeah, Chad, how you feel? How you feel about it, Chad? That's not
even being spiteful, though.
No, it's not spiteful at all.
Like, in all honesty, if I were in that position, let's say I had a child. I had a child with someone, and she ended up having two other kids.
Yeah, same scenario.
Same scenario. I don't want it to be an even split, but like MJ said, if the other kids' fathers aren't necessarily in their life,
yeah.
If I'm giving my girl $600, I say, look.
Not your girl. This your baby mama.
If I'm giving my girl $600, I'm gonna say, look, mama, whatever. Hey, take $400, spend it on my kid. And then maybe you could take $200 and, you know, buy the other kids some stuff so they don't feel too left out. But it ain't going to be no fucking even split.
No,
it ain't. Like, I'm not taking care of another nigga kids, bro. Like, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm bringing stuff over there, like, if I'm bringing food or something, yeah, everybody going to eat. Yeah. I'm not just going to have my child there eating McDonald's and them other two kids, like, warming up a little leftover ramen noodles. They
getting Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. a box of Park Tarts.
Yeah, with no frosting on them.
But that's just how I feel. I'm not saying like those kids should be shunned and like left out of everything. And my kid just basking in the glory of all the shit they just got. But it ain't gonna be even split.
So before I get to you, Justin, I just want to give my viewpoint on this because I feel like I was gonna be similar.
Yeah,
fuck them kids. And look. Like I said, if this is just a baby mama, you know, we had a child out of wedlock, you know, we never considered really together, and then she moved on, I moved on, she had two other kids or whatnot. I can tell you one thing, if she did something like that, that'd be the last time. Because from that point out, if I found out about that, from that point out, Christmas is at my house for my child. You know,
they're coming over afterwards.
Yeah, it ain't no more of that. Like, I think that's foul as hell. Because even if it's a child support check, mm-hmm. why is it right for you to have me on child support and the other two niggas ain't doing shit? Or if you do have them on child support and they just, you know, don't make enough money, or they not, they their child support isn't as high because they don't, like, why does my child not get all that he's entitled to because of your other baby daddies? Like, I totally disagree with that shit wholeheartedly. Like, I no, hell nah, put no fly zone.
Hey, put her on papers.
Listen,
man, you gotta, like, start putting your girls on papers.
Like, file for custody.
Like, yeah, that's what I was going
to. The system ain't made for us to win custody.
It's really not. But that's what I was going to get to the next as well. Like, if it came to that, like, at that point, yeah, my child don't need to be in that environment.
I just don't feel like I should be blamed for your other, for you picking bad baby daddies.
Goes back to Derrick Jackson.
Yeah, like, yeah, this bitch picked two wrong niggas. She picked a good nigga, and then now I gotta pay for the other two kids.
She tricked the right nigga.
She tricked the right. You talking about me?
No, no, I'm sorry. No, I'm saying.
Hold on, she got tricked.
Yeah, I'm saying, so you tricked her.
Yeah, because somebody done bustled down and left her through. Yeah, yeah, man. But now, like, cause we're all three upstanding gentlemen. Like I said, we say a lot of fucked up shit on this podcast, but we all know outside of this podcast.
Absolutely.
Hold on. What's your name? Justin.
Daddy.
Derek. Chad. Dang, which one of us ain't an upstanding nigga, Justin?
I said we all upstanding.
No, you said three.
Oh, three?
Yeah,
I'm forgetting you here.
Least favorite.
No,
I'm fucking with you. But we're the type that if we got, if three kids there, fuck was you talking about? Like, I'm giving my kid $5. Mother two getting 50. They can get school supplies. Because the premise of the whole shit was actually.
I'm not even gonna lie to you, Justin. My child getting that whole $600. He better.
You
It may seem cruel, but it don't sound cruel.
Because I can see both sides to it. So my thing is. I get a mother doing that, but I also get why that nigga's mad. So
yeah, absolutely.
My problem is, bitch, who'd you tell her for it to get back to him?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because if she was smart, she would have just kept that to herself.
Now, on the flip side of things, I will say, like, even though, you know, what I said may sound cruel to some females or whatnot, but who cares, whatever. On the flip side of that, if I marry a chick who already had two kids and then we had a child together, if I say, okay, babe, all I got is $600 for Christmas. Like, yes, in that case,
that's your kids by then, though.
Yeah, I'm saying,
you marrying, like, you taking on responsibility.
Absolutely. But what I'm saying, if this is just a baby mama, no, I'm not responsible for them other two kids.
Let's do a baby mama scenario. The same scenario. But she called you for gas money. Are you going to give her gas money?
Yeah.
For what? Gas money for what?
You talking about $20, $40? I get a bitch $20, $40. That's nothing.
She need, she needs gas.
That's Snapchat premium for you, huh?
Yeah. That is one less Snapchat premium.
She need gas, groceries, and the lights about to get cut off. Are you going to give her the money?
The kid come stay with me.
Hey, hold on. Am I on child support already?
You're not on child support.
I'm not on child support. Okay, so if she needs that, yes, because my child is a part of that environment.
Exactly.
I got to give it to him.
So, can I be honest with y'all? So, there's three of us who know kids.
Congratulations.
No, that's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is,
the butterflies in the stomach was really 2 feet. Okay.
Fuck you. Boy, fuck you. Anyway. But no, serious business. I just can't do baby mama. I don't know about y'all. Obviously, you're still in the relationship with your child's mother.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say child's father. But
what constitutes a baby mother?
He's talking to MJ.
That's not Derek. Your woman no more.
So if you're with the child's mom, and she's still not a baby
mama? I guess
mother?
Baby mama is kind of like derogatory.
Why?
Is it derogatory?
It is.
In a sense. I feel so too.
It is, but
because.
Well, bitch, you shouldn't have left.
So, like.
I was talking
to a woman and she was like, I was like, your baby daddy. She was like, no, the father of my children.
Man, fuck her.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, bitch.
I mean, it's the same thing.
Like,
I hate her. It's kind of like, how. Never mind. Go ahead.
Hey, what Bernie Mac said? Father, fuck you. Yeah, Father, fuck you. You and Marcus.
May you rest in peace. Shit. But now, like, because I've been in a few situations where.
Like, all your bitches got
I went through the same stretch where everybody I talked to had kids.
Because you probably realized, like, I don't know about you,
but you're 35,
yeah.
Bro.
Like, yeah, you're 35. On, so it's going to be hard.
You're at that age.
I'm 32. No, we really are at an age where, like, we can't not. Like,
can't avoid it.
We can't. I ain't going to say we can't avoid it. My thing is, so the way I looked at it was, I was raising a single mother. How would I feel if a man felt that way about my mom?
Right.
Said I can't date a woman with three kids. So I just couldn't be the type of nigga to be like, I don't want no bitch with kids.
So.
But that's not what we're talking about, though.
I know. But I'm just saying.
We
always go on track. Yeah. But my thing was, I said I can't do baby mamas.
Oh, okay.
I can't have a baby mama.
I got you.
Like, if you had my kid, you stuck with me, bitch.
Forever. I feel like the term
baby mama is kind of derogatory. Like, you've never heard me refer to, like.
That's your lady, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, some people would still refer their lady as their baby mama. Like, some people do. That's just.
They do.
So what
they
say. Baby mama or my bitch?
You gotta ask the woman.
Cause I'm gonna call her my bitch. That's just the type of nigga I am.
Yeah.
Hey.
You can get away with that when you got
12 inches of dick.
Who got 12 inches of dick? His damn sure ain't me. Hey, so I'll bust the door down, but I ain't hitting the back of the hallway. You hear me?
Say it again.
I'll bust the door down, but I ain't getting to the back of the hallway. Yeah, boy. Man. Yeah.
Shit in front of the class.
The walls is bust down. It's the back wall that's still in tight.
Yeah. That's all.
Anyway.
So look, it's been a lot of buzz around this new Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Ain't had it.
Man, you the only one had it.
I can tell you right now.
You had both of them, didn't you?
I had both.
God damn, glutton.
Yeah. It was
worth that 10-minute wait.
10 minutes?
Because everybody.
That ain't even bad, though.
This is the problem with this new generation in today's society. Everybody.
Instant gratification.
Everybody want to go through drive-thru.
Oh, you did I
parked and walked my ass inside, and there was four people in front of me. That's it. The line literally wrapped around the fucking building with cars. Don't nobody want to get out of the car. Man, I parked my shit, got out. Four people in front of me, got my shit in 10 minutes, bro. Got to the crib. I ate the spicy one first. I had to have the spicy one first. Boy.
It's like one of them penthouse magazine stories. Man, he going there. I'm horny. Listen. I'm real horny here.
I was sweating eating that motherfucker.
Word? Is that spicy?
Bro, it wasn't that. It was spicy. Don't get me wrong.
So is it spicy than the like chicken spicy?
It was spicy, but you know my girl AC broke too. So I'm playing. I'm playing. It was spicy.
This
but
is last
that
episode
shit,
too.
Yeah,
that shit was fucking flavorable.
Word?
I don't even know if that's a word. Flavorable.
Flavorful.
Yeah, yeah, I put that. I put Abel on that motherfucker. But look, that shit good as hell, boy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Like, you seen Rod videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Rod had the original first. Mm-hmm. And then when he went back and got that spicy, like, shout out to my nigga Rod, too.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga was like, yo.
Dropped $60 in Popeyes on chicken sandwiches. We seen you.
God damn, how many chicken sandwiches you get?
How much they cost?
They $4.
Yeah. 15.
Right.
Yeah, he looked like
I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't even gonna hold y'all. Like, I asked to see the manager at Popeyes.
Why?
Because I went to the Popeyes in Durham, bro, and they had a little tacky-ass handwritten note on the door. Yes, we are still out of chicken sandwiches. Like, what kind of classless shit is this?
Bro,
you say Chick-fil-A, bro.
One is Durham and it's Popeyes. Come on,
Jay. I'm gonna tell you what that reminds me of. Remember when we were in college and Oprah was giving out them tickets for free chicken at KFC?
He, he, They were still in high school.
You remember that?
Yeah, that was 06.
We had...
It wasn't that was 09.
I was in middle school, man.
But, yeah, it was 09.
But she was printing out... You could print out chicken... free tickets for chicken.
It's when they first started making the grilled chicken, so you could go there.
And KFC literally ran out of chicken for like a week straight.
That's crazy.
But like, so... I get what you're saying, Chad. So like, last night, I went to the Popeyes on Capitol, and... They ran out of everything. Like everything.
Yeah, because niggas went there for chicken sandwich, ain't get that, and then decide to get an 8-piece.
Let me get a 3-piece white.
It looks like no bullshit. Just comparing it to Chick-fil-A, because that's what everybody's been comparing it to. Like, okay, Chick-fil-A
overrated.
Chick-fil-A, and look, they Trump supporters too. Remember that. But look, so Chick-fil-A.
Call me Chick-fil-A, nigga, and I'm still coming.
Yeah.
Everybody, you still going to Chick-fil-A?
That's too. What you said. That's what you tell your white girl, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the one you
that's exactly what I tell her. That's exactly
what I tell her. No, but look, so Chick-fil-A bread, right?
That's the on their chicken sandwich. Porn too.
It's just regular bread, bro. It comes straight out the pack. Mm. Popeyes, they toast their shit.
They toast it?
They toast the bread.
That would take them 10 minutes.
With butter.
Okay.
With butter.
Popeyes gave you that pretzel bun.
Yeah. Pretty much. Pretty much.
Morning talking about this Popeyes.
So then you got the Chick-fil-A. You got the Chick-fil-A the chicken, right? So the chicken, you know, is A1. Grade A. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But Popeyes, bro, that crunchiness to it is just something different.
Yeah, because sometimes that skin be loose on the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yeah, it do.
Yeah, it get a little salty.
Get a little salty.
And then when you go to the pickles, mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A got the little small, regular, sliced pickles.
I be forgetting they up there, yeah.
Popeye's got the big crinkle-cut pickles, bro.
Uh-huh.
And crinkle then cut? Crinkle cut.
How they cut those?
Yeah, you
felt, ain't know how they cut those.
Bro.
You felt like you was sucking a dick then.
Whoa. We gone. Hey, yo.
You got too much dip on your chip.
Yep.
But look, so.
The nigga made it seem like they put a whole pickle on that shit.
Nah,
like,
it ain't a whole. It's only two pickles.
You had a whole baby dick on your sandwich.
There you go. Look. It's only two pickles. But it's crinkle cut. You know what I mean? So they got the creases in them, and it's wavy.
I know how they cut it.
How they cut it?
Nah. With a detangler comb.
Okay. This nigga in the food industry.
My last point. So a regular Chick-fil-A sandwich, or even a spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich, it ain't no sauce on it, right? They just give it to you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Popeyes ain't got a spicy mayo sauce.
For real?
I'm not even a mayonnaise fan, but that spicy mayo,
it hit. They do it on both.
Heat of the moment.
Here's my thing, bro. I tried to go to the night there one today too,
mm-hmm.
and I know I get what you're saying about parking the car.
You've been doing some traveling,
look, bro. I went.
He done put this
nigga on the run tour, eh?
I went to do laundry.
He done put
Underground Railroad.
He put 1,200 on that car.
Well, Harry,
you're tough ass. He done put 1,200 on that car.
What pissed me off, though, bro, was I get what you're saying about like parking the car to go in. I couldn't even get in the goddamn parking lot.
Well, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? You know how that one made?
Yeah.
So they was blocking the driveway for me to get in there to even... So I said, I gave up after like 5 minutes.
Give me a McChicken. Fuck it. I ain't got it.
I'm not going to lie to you. You get a meat, like, when you on your last couple dollars, that meat chicken hit.
Okay.
Look.
You
get
something
on
it?
That, that's what I'm getting to you. Boy, you getting freaky.
Hey, chill.
That meat chicken with mac sauce? Oh, hey, that shit crazy.
That
with the shredded lettuce?
Man, that shit tastes like a goddamn a medium filet mignon.
Filet mignon.
Y'all niggas. But I mean, hopefully, eventually, I get to try this shit.
If niggas shut the fuck up about it, we could get one.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I had half the mind to pick up about six of them bitches tonight.
We gonna try them. We gonna try them.
Yeah,
we're gonna be on live eating them.
Yeah, bro, Kev on stage and Doughboy, they got a goddamn IG video where they comparing the two. These motherfuckers had a bag of like 30 fucking Popeye's sandwiches, bro.
And that's right. They probably got them before. Because when niggas started talking about them, that's when like it got hard. That's when everybody's there.
Bro, I seen y'all the video, bro. That shit funny.
I don't see it. I'm good.
But look. but look. On another subject. Switching subject. So, y'all remember when I told y'all, and I know I wasn't the first one to tell y'all this, but what don't kill you makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, y'all remember that message, right?
Mm-hmm. Magic Johnson still living.
He is. Alive and well.
Yeah. So is EJ.
Tell me that.
Go ahead.
That big bitch.
But look, what don't kill you make you stronger, right? My man Lamar Odom. He done moved on from the big three.
What are you doing now?
Dancing with the Stars.
Bro,
I done seen
junkies dance for less.
Listen, all I'm gonna say is, Dave Chappelle had a comedy special come out within like the last year and a half or so,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, "If you ever see me on that shit, you know that I have hit rock bottom." So I say that to say this. Lamar back on that shit.
Back on that shit again.
Where is R. Kelly?
In the correctional facility.
Hey, hopefully a reading class.
No, they teach.
My dog in jail getting his GED.
He'll get his associates.
Yeah.
In
what?
Yeah. Applied mathematics. That's not going to be English.
Early childhood.
That nigga about to be a daycare principal.
Run his own job.
Daycare principal.
Run his own job.
Milton.
Man,
shout out to R. Kelly.
What?
Y'all fans, y'all true R. Kelly fans.
I just don't get why y'all ain't cancel Michael Jackson bitch ass.
No, but listen.
Y'all cancel R. Kelly.
We not gonna talk about that.
And yeah. R. Kelly got way more hits than Mike. Look. Y'all true Mike fans, continue to send him fan mail, please.
Cut this mic off.
That's how he's going to learn.
Is it Michael Jackson?
No. I'm saying, no.
You're saying Michael Jackson.
No, I mean R. Kelly.
Continue
to send Woo. R. Kelly fan mail. Yeah, that's going to help him practice his reading.
That nigga said, send Michael Jackson fan mail.
Where you sending it to?
May he rest in his sheet. Yeah.
Martinsville Correctional Facility, inmate 192-3467.
You love him.
Something like that.
Did we talk about the last little mass shooting in Philly?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, cause I didn't really hear about that, but I know like some cops got shot.
The nigga shot six cops.
Did he get a Purple Heart?
No.
Oh, what?
I'm asking questions.
What? So.
Was it an actual black man?
Yeah,
of course.
And
did they give him the NAACP
and he walked out alive.
Did they give him the NAACP? Oh yeah,
he walked out alive, which leads me to think.
I wish I could have seen Chad's face.
This leads me to think the shit was staged.
You think so?
Absolutely.
This is why I do not watch.
I don't watch none of that. This Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
This spicy.
Nah, the shit was staged.
Why you said it?
All right.
I don't believe in conspiracy. He shot six cops.
You shoot six cops.
Granted, none of them died. One of them did get shot in the head. Come to find out, the nigga only got grazed. But of course, the media, multiplied that by 10. Absolutely. Nigga got grazed in the head. But. Six cops get shot. You put cops through a 7-hour standoff. Now you brought in all kind of tactical forces, SWAT team, ATF, all these niggas.
I'm gonna fuck you up real quick.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. Does that make you even?
No.
Are we even there?
No, that's why it's a...
You are sick.
No, I'm asking.
No,
that's... I'm asking.
Were you not once a cop?
Hey, let...
I'm asking a question.
On. Chad, finish, because I think that's what... The media will portray like
you absolutely. See, if you that's just, what I'm saying. If you say it's staged,
you can walk
now,
out.
Here's why I say it's staged.
But I can't have no Skittles.
All right. Now I'm going to bring the other two mass shootings to help me make my point. All right. all right. So let's start by saying this. I don't know if y'all notice that every time when it comes to election time, there's always mass shootings. Just
or something big enough to right. where.
But yeah. No, it's specifically mass shootings because you got to think. Democrats are big on removing the Second Amendment.
100%.
100%. Because you got to think, the Second Amendment is one of the most deep, it might be an even more deep-rooted fucking part of the Bill of Rights than the first is.
Then y'all realize. Right?
So every time when it comes around to election, when their platform is based on, you know, gun control, removing this, blah, 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 there's always some mass shootings. Now, what niggas don't know is that nigga that targeted the Mexicans in El Paso.
El Paso, yeah.
He was a registered Democrat. The nigga that did the shit in Dayton, Ohio.
Registered Democrat.
He was a registered Democrat. The black man in Philly.
Registered Democrat.
Registered Democrat. Shot 6 cops. And you telling me a nigga can get smoked for running away from the police when they're trying to arrest him with no gun. But this nigga shot 6 cops.
And can live.
And the SWAT team, they had their little operation. They rescued the 3 cops that was stuck in the house with the other people. Mm-hmm. And went in and handcuffed the nigga? You're telling me. Now, be honest with yourself. You're telling me that this should sound right? Now, I even go as far as to say this. The following day after that shooting, after the nigga shooting all the cops, how much did you hear about it?
Not much.
Have you seen anything about it really lately?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Because we trying to eat these chickens.
Are y'all seeing where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I understand. But the only thing is, I feel like you're contradicting yourself.
How am I contradicting myself?
I just, cause
he
like
didn't even got to his point yet, though.
Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
Okay, right? Yeah. How am I? But the major thing I'm trying to say is now, when election time comes around, and the Democrats push their agenda.
Look at what happened.
Gun control. Look at the shit that happens. Now, I want to, and I'm going to allow y'all to, you know, speak on this because I know Justin got some stuff to say. And I'm sure Derek has shit to say on this as well. Hear me out. Derek, as you and I are the only two niggas at this table that have registered firearms for home protection.
Yeah.
Right? Which ultimately means that we believe in the Second.
Absolutely.
The right to bear arms. The Absolutely. Right to be able to protect our family.
Absolutely.
Right? This shit is some fucking bullshit when they try to take the Second away from us. And you should agree with me as a family man, as a man that has a daughter. And, you know, you damn near live with your woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Them removing the Second, you got to understand
they can't do
that. That you need to understand that you and I are not the minority, bro.
No.
We are the majority.
Absolutely.
You and I are the majority. You know who the majority is? The majority is the law-abiding citizens.
Absolutely.
Right?
And
my nigga said, when a shooting happens, don't cast the blame on the quote-unquote minority, the blacks. Cast the blame at the shooter's feet.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Only the shooter did this.
Absolutely. Like, I never forget when I was on the police department, you know, I had a field training officer who told me that, you know, 9 times out of 10, when you pull somebody over, you run their plates. Like, if you see that they're concealed weapons, you know, if they have a concealed weapons license or whatnot, 9 times out of 10, they're law-abiding citizens. You know what I mean? It's the ones that when you run their information or the information that they give you, they don't, you know, they give you false information or, you know, they don't have that concealed weapons registration. Then you find out is a gun in the car. Those are the ones that you really have to.
I'm gonna ask you, since you know the law. Well, being that you have a concealed weapon, when you get pulled over by the cops, what's the first thing you have to do?
Oh, I let them know. Off gate.
You have to.
Yeah. Off gate.
You have to.
Yeah.
And if it's in my vehicle, I let them know exactly where it is in my vehicle. If an officer tells me, okay, well, look, for your safety and mine, can you step out of the vehicle and let me talk to you outside of the vehicle since you're Like, I have no problem with that at all.
And what black people need to understand is cops have no problem with black people having concealed weapons. It's how the interaction goes when they walk up to the vehicle.
Absolutely.
If you're combative, if you're confrontational, you can expect that things are going to get turned for the worse. Because if you do have a concealed weapon, when that cop runs your license plate, that information does pop up.
It does.
That's one of the first things they see when they see your information.
Let me stop you real quick. Now, he said black people. We're not saying this in the sense of degrading you. It's your margin for error is a whole lot slimmer than everybody else's.
Absolutely.
So when he says black people, it's not, hey, you guys need to do better. It's, hey, your margin for error is a whole lot slimmer than anybody else's.
Because what? We already have a natural target on our back. Right? Yeah. So I've been listening to Kevin Hart's book, and he makes mention in the book, Less is Best.
He didn't write it.
I don't give a fuck.
He can't read either.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck. But the nigga, he, like, multiple times, he has said, less is best. And like Jay-Z said, less is more. You know what I mean? Like,
Ryan Leslie had an album called that, too.
Yeah.
Hey,
Shout out to Ryan Leslie.
Shout out to the lesbians.
What?
We gone.
He made great music, by the way.
Ryan Leslie is fire.
Oh, you talking about?
I watch a nigga in a studio play 6 different instruments and make a track.
Yeah.
And then sang on the track and then rapped on the track and compiled it all in like 10 minutes. Yeah. Fire.
That's great.
But going back to what we're talking about, man, like, y'all really need to pay attention to this shit, man. Like, you have to remember the richest people in America are liberals. They are the elites.
1%?
They are the elites. These are the niggas that's running the sex trafficking rings. Hillary Clinton?
100%.
She a tough bitch, and she is one of the elites at the top of the sex trafficking ring in the world.
Huh?
You seen this Joseph Epstein shit?
You say you're not a conspiracy conspiracy person, you need to look into some of this.
You seen that shit that they labeled a suicide? Autopsy shows that the nigga got broken bones in his neck. Now, if they go into an investigation in this shit, remember, the nigga had an island where they were selling kids.
I mean, hanging usually, that happens a lot of time with hanging.
It wasn't consistent with hanging, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Remember, this nigga had an island where niggas, the elites, would go over there bid on kids from all these foreign countries. And you know who used to go over there? The Clintons.
Is that Taken?
All the niggas in that 1%, which I have you know, are all liberals. They're all liberals.
That's crazy.
Like, that's you gotta, you remember when they caught Hillary with those email shit.
She drinks.
And they did find some emails that weren't deleted. There was some email correspondence with other elitists. Showing, yeah, this should be an easy victory when she ran against Trump. This should be an easy victory because these niggas believe anything we fucking tell them. That's reported.
That's why you're a Trump supporter.
I'm not a Trump supporter.
Bro.
I'm not a Trump supporter.
It's not about being...
I'm a registered independent.
I'm not nothing.
I'm a registered independent. I'm not scared to say that.
I say sex offender, bro.
You just became a citizen last week.
Yeah, but I had to go get my ID. I had to go get my ID updated. They asked me if I wanted to register. I said, yeah. I mean, and I'm a registered independent. Like, I ain't buying into either side, bro. I need to see the fucking agenda. I need to see your platform. And I'm gonna scrutinize every single part of it, both from the left and both from the right. I mean, it's just what it is, bro.
That's how it should be. I'm not gonna lie to you. That's how it should be.
And that's what I want it to be.
It shouldn't be you're taking side A or side B.
Black people, you don't have to be Democrat.
But at the same time, you don't have to be Republican. Yeah, but at the same time, I can tell you this. I can't relate with any Republican.
Yes, you can.
You can, and you don't even realize it.
Who?
Yes, you can.
Who?
You can, and you don't even realize it. I mean, I'm not anything.
When I heard about these Democrats that's running for president, I heard them talk about free education.
Okay.
And shit like
that. And what's behind that, though?
Let me...
It don't...
So it does matter.
So to me, it don't.
If I erase your student loans, but
you drive up my taxes.
I have to take. I'm taking your guns away too.
I'm gonna put it to you like this, Black. I'm gonna put it to you like this, and you can decipher this however you want to. Mm-hmm. Right. The foundation of.
So hold on. So you telling me if they came to me right now and said I erase your student loans, but I'm gonna take away your guns, I'm signing that contract right now. Do you know how many?
Do you know what martial law is?
Do you know how much money
I got a $60,000 Glock right now, and I'm ready to turn in?
Absolutely, like
45 bands. Hey, take them right now.
Take them guns.
But it's always something deeper, is what I'm saying. It's not just basic.
You gotta remember martial law, bro. There's NATO officers from Canada. Russia, China, all these places that if martial law takes over, it's not our army. You gotta remember, bro, our army is full of fucking Republicans. Our army is full of liberals, right? Uh-huh. It's not our army that's gonna come wreck shit. Is these fucking independent?
They gonna come
Is these fucking independent soldiers?
Shut this podcast down,
right?
You ain't gonna be able to
go back to what I was trying to.
What you gonna do? Stand there, hands up.
I got hands.
To go back to what I was trying to say earlier. Remember.
Yeah.
Remember what the founding fathers did, right?
Fuck
them. Yeah, they were in.
To a degree,
enslaved.
Yeah. They were, but the. The conservatives' foundation is built upon this. Taxes come out of your paycheck, and you pay the government, right? The government works for you.
Supposedly.
Right? Conservatives believe that the people, we the people, should run the country.
Supposedly.
Right?
Supposedly.
And that's Republicans. The Democrats believe that there should be a law for everything. There should be a law that states that if you beat up a homosexual, you need to lose your job and you need to go serve jail time regardless of what that homosexual did.
That's what it should be.
Right? So you gotta understand that Democrats want it to be where the country is ran by the government and not the people.
Right.
Do you want to live in the country? And I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm only playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
Do you want to live in a country, or would you prefer to live in a country where you run the country and the government, you know, is essentially the executors of what you want done? Or do you believe that you should be living in a country that's ran by the government and you just follow what the country states?
It doesn't work.
So I feel like it doesn't work either way.
Right.
Because I feel like if you say that it should be ran by the people, which the Republicans, that's what they believe, right? If you go that way, they're going to go by the one percenters.
Right?
So like, it goes back to a previous episode when I told y'all that Amazon made $11 billion last year and didn't pay shit in taxes. And I'm like,
because they were supposed to provide more jobs?
Right.
From that tax break?
Supposedly.
Allegedly?
Allegedly.
They or may not have.
But either way,
I have niggas in Durham that work for Amazon.
Whole bunch.
I saw that blue van.
Either way, my thing is like, from what I've heard, like the Bernie Sanders, the Elizabeth Warrens, the Kamala Harris, the Cory Booker say, is no, let's tax these motherfuckers and make them motherfuckers pay for people trying to go to college.
So I got a question
for the folks trying to go to college.
I got a question for you. If you said
that shit is a financial trap. If you can go to a trade school,
yeah, if you can write,
and then
I got
that too.
So I got a question for you. I think
college
is
a financial trap.
I think this is a fair question. If neither one works, what do you think should be the government system that would work
best
for this country?
I think we correct.
That's what I was going to say, because we missed it tonight with Franklin and Snowfall.
Yeah,
like if all else fails, the CIA gonna cover us.
I don't know. The way this Snowfall going, it look like it's about to get real.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just
they
playing.
Gonna fuck Franklin.
I'm just playing.
So you I'm want this playing. Country to be ran like Cuba?
Fidel? Castro?
Not necessarily under the Fidel Castro regime, but you want it to be
dictator.
Ran. You wanted to be ran like Cuba. No, not even so much that. I'm talking about more from the socialist communist standpoint. Not necessarily the dictatorship standpoint. Yeah,
we're talking about
the fact that, you know, you went to school for 10 years to become a fucking neurosurgeon. Mm-hmm. And MJ is a trash collector. Yeah, no disrespect. And y'all make the same amount.
Both jobs are equally as important.
Exactly, right? Do you believe in that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really believe in that?
Absolutely.
Do you believe you should put yourself in a position to where you're able to purchase three houses? You know, one in the city where you live, and, you know, one on the opposite coast of where you live, and then one on the beach where you live.
I only need one house.
Okay, so essentially you're a socialist. I only need one house. You're a socialist. That does not conform.
What do I need two other houses for? Airbnb? What the fuck?
No, I'm just
like, it's a nicety, but it's not a need.
A nicety. Yeah. It's a nicety. A nicety.
You go to college with us.
Maybe a luxury?
No, it's nice.
I'm saying you work hard to put yourself in that position, and then the government look at you and say, I'm not saying that this is wrong, but the government look at you and say, there's a nigga down there that's sleeping underneath a fucking bridge. I'm sorry, I'm taking this house from you.
I have a heart, so that wouldn't bother me.
Derek, I'm sick of you. I just want you to know your heart, bro.
And absolutely, I would do the same fucking thing.
You
said you would give your baby mama other two kids, $200 a piece.
So them kids, they still got a room. But
you
want that,
like, you won't give a homeless nigga your crib.
Come on, man.
He did and something got, wrong.
And so that means, and you got two other cribs.
That means you are low key a conservative.
I'm a real nigga.
You are low key a conservative, because that's a conservative way of thinking. Right?
You're not going
to
read.
The Democratic way of thinking is somewhat aligned to socialism.
Yeah.
Do your research. So remember, when you're voting.
You know what the crazy thing is? What? Like, not even trying to be funny. I just don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, I be trying to care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like.
You need to, though, bro.
I know. And that's why I try. But then I be like, you know what? Snowfall come on Wednesday. Or power coming on Sunday. That's what I'm saying. Like, I have other shit to deal with.
I need to go ahead and pay my bill, my Spectrum bill, so I can add a channel.
Yeah, for Sunday, right? Yeah. We got it. Yeah, we good. So there's a power party here Sunday.
Facts.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead, you know, to wrap up, need to go ahead and fucking discuss this shit, right?
Yeah.
So for our loyal fans out there,
We have lawyer fans.
We are going to be discussing power each and every week. Matter of fact, we're going to discuss power on the day it fucking drops. So we need to go ahead and hammer down a time right now. An agreeable time, an allowable time frame for you to watch power.
We're just going
to
do two shows a week?
Okay, no. So, I got the app so we can watch power Saturday.
We can watch
power Saturday. Night, we can either record Saturday and talk about the episode and then drop it when we drop it, or we're not waiting for y'all to watch it.
Do you even have cable?
He got Sling TV.
Don't worry about it.
I want Sling TV. I'm about to cancel the cable.
That's at $20 a month.
$20.
I ain't Sling nothing.
This is going to replace.
What you watch? ESPN and what else?
Playboy.
FX.
Right, you can get that on your phone.
Tasty Blaze.
This
is going to replace my weekly Niggas Gotta Die segment I do.
I hate to tell y'all, but the day we drop might change, because power is about to shift the dynamic.
Yeah, everything. Snowfall might be as good as Power, by the way.
Snowfall might be better than Power.
Because it has a real dynamic to it, though. That shit is real.
Yeah, absolutely.
That really happened.
Like, I tried to tell some folks that I work with about that, and it was kind of like, do you really believe the CIA put crack in the black community?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, as
Clinton. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then not only that.
Reagan.
What the fuck are you telling?
That nigga said Clinton.
He did the mass incarceration.
Yeah,
and he got his dick sucked and put a cigar in a bitch pussy. Do you remember the first season when Franklin learned how to make crack?
Yeah,
from RZA. One of the motherfuckers. Yeah,
Wu-Tang.
SZA. Yeah. Is that where that bitch got her name from?
It's possible.
She's a fan.
I hate her. Anyway,
but power done got a little bit. I mean, the crime dramas.
It's time for it to end.
But it got a little bit soap opera-ish. You know what I mean?
You know what the issue is, right?
So they
had to drag season 5 out just to make some shit work. Yeah. We had like 3 episodes where nothing happened, and then it got like real good when 50 died and.
Like power now is like the haves and the haves
nots. So let me
or Days of Our Lives. One of them little
faggot ass Tyler Perry shows that he
gay.
Any of them.
Tyler Perry and Power.
So I really enjoyed this, though. This is the last episode.
So I'm gonna ask y'all this, and I'm gonna start off first just to kind of give y'all an idea of what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. So I wanna ask y'all, how do y'all think power is? I'm gonna give you my viewpoint. I think Tasha goes to jail. I think Ghost is killed. I think Tommy is killed. I think Tariq takes over or tries to take over.
There's going to be a spinoff with little boy, Tariq.
Tariq.
I feel like it's going to be one with Tommy, too. That's why I don't feel like Tommy going.
I think Tommy's probably going to end up in prison. Ghost is going to end up dead. Tasha's going to end up in prison. Tariq is going to end up as the new kingpin.
Yep. Hey, look. How long? Let's take bets now. What episode Dre die?
He doesn't.
I don't think he dies.
You don't think he dies?
Fourth. Might be third.
You remember in the last season when he signed that paper, when they had the fake shootout, they had them sign the paperwork in the van?
That shit won't fake. Tommy just missed on purpose.
Matter of fact, we missed on purpose.
I don't think.
Y'all ain't watched the trailer then.
I haven't. I think the eighth episode.
They ain't gonna take him out too early in the final season.
Because it's 15 episodes.
So I think about episode 8. Between 8 and 10.
I give it 12.
Okay, I think between 8 and 10, he gonna get knocked off.
And look, as a person that didn't see the trailer at all, I'm thinking that Dre is out of the last season.
He's back.
Yeah, Rotimi Music.
he got a fire ass
song.
Is Crystal Ball dead? I wanted him to die when he said, Crystal,
he said I just want that
That's not Crystal Ball, though.
That was Crystal Ball. Can you remember, like, they gave him, like, the top spot?
I thought Crystal Ball was, like, the nigga that died in, like, season 1, season 2.
That was Annabelle.
You look like,
I got a masters in power.
You look like the bitch that be working the crystal balls. Like, call me now.
You look like the nigga that let Ghost rob Tommy.
Yeah,
the bodyguard. Nigga.
Grimace.
That joke.
Yeah,
you need to work.
It wasn't a joke.
You need to work on your delivery.
It was real life.
I've seen
MJ take us off.
The way I feel about it, I think because Ghost is selfish, he's going to end up living, but he's going to lose everything else. Angela, Tasha, the slut.
I need Tasha to die.
I think she's going to live.
I need Tasha and Lala to die. I want to
see them titties one more time.
Tasha, who's better? Who got better titties, though?
Angela.
Easily Tasha.
Chad.
Huh?
Easily Tasha.
Chad.
MJ.
You just got pizza titties.
MJ is a homosexual.
He got the brand right below the nipple.
The brand is above.
you let your girl lick your titty.
I plead the fifth.
Pick up and kill it and kill
it. Take us out.
I plead the fifth.
But now, like, Angela, I love that bitch. She need to live. Tasha can die right now.
You. That go back to previous episodes. He really does hate black women. You hate black women.
I hate your bitch. Get
we can't end on that.
No, nah, man. Fuck him.
I don't got one, though.
Nah, way too negative. We got
that. What's that shit on the side of your face? It's been bothering me all goddamn night.
Somebody's beard?
No, that little shit beside his eye. Like, can you see around that motherfucker?
It's a sty.
A sty.
Good night.
That should look like a
sty. If I gotta say good night one more time.
Stallion.
I bet if you squeeze that nut come out.
I'm biked up.
You biked up?
Hey, aren't you starting your little
September
8th. Yeah, your lamp. What was it? What is it?
He said lamp.
Shout out to Lance.
Why?
I don't know. You just said his name.
All right. But, yeah, aren't you going back to...
Hey, D-Black, you
ain't going to cut me off.
I wish that the guy with the slow sign really had fast up there. So
you want to die?
Somebody called somebody son slow earlier.
Swing.
Too.
Goodbye.
Hey, look, man. Seriously. Kids, I'm about to give y'all some shit for the first. Y'all never heard this shit.
It's about to be stupid.
No, nah, it's not. I made this shit up. I wrote it on my way.
Yeah, it's finna be stupid.
Definitely.
Children, if you listening, hope you not, but if you are, don't do drugs. Stay in school. Good night.